TSA Repair Shop Security. Exactly what will we have to do to comply? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for the download. Today, we're finishing a conversation with Rick Perry, VP of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association, on the subject of a Transportation Security Administration NPRM involving TSA oversight of security at all FAA-licensed aircraft repair stations. You'll find part one at aero-news.net if you missed it. Rick, yesterday we talked about whether this is needed, but that's kind of beside the point because it's coming anyway. When I think about avionics shops, I think a lot of the work that's going to happen in avionics over the next few years is going to have to do with next gen. A lot of it will have to do with aircraft over 12,500 pounds. How much impact would this have on AEA members?
It's a good question at this point, and I wish I had a real concise answer for you, and I don't. Most of the larger repair stations already have a security program. It's just good business. You know, it's really bad business when your customer drops off an airplane and then comes back 2 weeks later to pick it up and it's not there. And so, you know, most of our repair stations already have good common sense security programs. May not be written down. It may not be documented. The training may not be quite as good as we'd like it to be. And clearly there's no communication with TSA on suspected threats in a given geographic area. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, when you start dealing with the larger aircraft and the expense of larger aircraft, most of those facilities have a pretty good security program already. So my guess is that it probably won't be as onerous as you might think just reading it the initial time.
Well, so it'll come down to documenting it and putting a procedure in place that has some sort of template to it and is can be signed off by somebody.
Exactly. The program that they're looking at is pretty extensive, actually, looking at who has access to the airplanes and components and who has access to the facility, visitor control, escort control. The ones that start getting you into it is that there's the requirement to verify an employee background, and larger facilities probably do a pretty extensive employee background check. Smaller facilities probably not as much, and probably not as documented as much. You have to designate a security coordinator and have 24/7 ability to contact that person. You have to have a contingency plan. So it is really going to be formalizing a lot of this, which is going to be challenging. TSA has recognized that one size is not going to fit all. A repair station that is a component shop located in an industrial park somewhere would certainly have a completely different security program than the same type of operation that has a ramp outside. Mm-hmm. And airport access. So we really commend TSA for recognizing those differences. I think they've listened to us. We've been working with them for the better part of probably the last 4 years. And it really does sound like they've listened to us. Now, again, what's the template program going to look like? And will our programs be accepted and acceptable? Or are the individual TSA inspectors and auditors going to have the ability to reject our program because they don't like how we do employee background checks? That's going to be the real question in this one.
Sadly, TSA oversight of repair station security isn't the only place where regulation is causing sleepless nights. We'll touch on another one in a moment. My guest is Rick Perry of the Aircraft Electronics Association. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack here with AEA's Rick Perry. Rick, aside from the TSA matter, are there any other issues of immediate concern to your members?
The hot issue we have going right now, besides the TSA issue, is the SMS, the safety management system that the FAA just closed the comment period on. It's an advanced NPRM, and that is one that I will tell you is significantly more onerous than this TSA proposal, and one that I hope every repair station out there, because the proposal from the FAA is that they are going to mandate SMS, safety management systems, at every certificate level. Whether it be a 121 carrier, an air charter, 135, or at the repair stations, 145. And that proposal is at this point, completely unbound. And if it goes as the proposal was, and as some of the arbitrary discussions have been from FAA headquarters people in the know, this could be a huge burden to the shops, especially the smaller shops where you have a sole proprietor that's making risk-based decisions every day, every hour of every day. And now there's a mandatory record-keeping requirement and a protocol for it. And our biggest fear in SMS is that it's a litigator's dream, because every decision you make is going to be written down and documented, and it will be subpoenaable. And so it's just unbelievable. And I hope that everybody had taken the time to comment on it. And if not, even though the comments period closed, I recommend them to take a look at it, and they can find the NPRM still up on AEA's website. It's AEA.net, and make their comments known, because this is going to be a real problematic rulemaking.
Well, Rick, we always appreciate your perspective. You look at things, it's your job to look at things from a very different viewpoint from what most of us in journalism do, or even what from most aviators do. And we will watch this TSA NPRM, at least, and I'm encouraged to hear you say that it's not as onerous as it could have been.
Well, there's still some questions in it. I don't want to say that we don't have our work cut out for us. One of the biggest the biggest gaps in here is what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that as you can imagine, the repair station security program would be considered security sensitive information. So it's like every repair station now has to have a classified information management process. And so there's some really real challenging discussions about that. I've talked to a number of the operators that have been up and running in this, with the operators that have been able to fly into the DC airports, and they have very similar programs. Not always as easy as it sounds on paper, and I somewhat question whether or not a small general aviation repair station working on, one person or two person shop with instruments or accessories of any kind, vacuum pump or magnetos or anything, how are they going to be able to manage this, quote, security sensitive information? And who can they share that information with? Because who has access control to to classified material is certainly restricted. So it's a whole new environment that most of us in maintenance have never really had to deal with before. So it's going to be a challenge. It really is.
Well, I hope that it doesn't drive the little guy completely out of the business, because that's kind of a scary prospect. But we will continue to follow it. And as always, Rick, we appreciate your input. We'll try to talk to you further down the road in this process.
Sounds good. You take care now.
Rick Perry is the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association. As he mentioned, the website is www.aea.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.